endless glory.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues on street corners so that others may see them. Men, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites who neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to be fasting except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. Return to me with your whole heart. The Lenten season is this journey home, not just partially, not just on the outside, but with our whole heart. God wants us to rip open our heart to receive his mercy. He says, "Don't rend your garments," as the Jews used to. They'd have shoelaces, basically, through the areas here so that they could rip it as a sign of outrage over blasphemy or anything else. God doesn't want the exterior ripping. He wants the interior. St. Paul's sent to us every Ash Wednesday as an ambassador of Christ. God, as it were, appealing through him, begging us to be reconciled fully to the Lord. Because the reality is, for anybody whose name is not Mary of Nazareth, we're only partially the Lord's. We want to be fully the Lord's, but in fact, we're not yet. This is a season that helps us to yearn for it and to open our hearts to receive the outpouring, so that God will make us more and more his. The ashes that we'll receive today have a trifold purpose, as we see throughout the Old Testament. First purpose of ashes is to remember our death, that we are dust and unto dust we shall return. Why is that important? Not just to scare us, not just to give chapter 24 the imitation of Christ and live every day as if it's our own. It's because Lent is not just about a tiny little course correction, which we perhaps add a Lenten aspiration to our prayer, or maybe do 1% or 10 or 20 more charity, or about fasting. 1.99 meals twice in a 46-day period, as if that's somehow hard. Lent, rather, is about a death and a resurrection, which we die to the old Adam and Christ rises. That's why we begin with ashes, to remember not just that we're going to die later, but that we're supposed to be dying to ourselves now, entering into Christ's death, so that we can, by that means alone, enter more fully into his resurrection with our whole heart. Second purpose of ashes is a sign of repentance, that we've sinned that we're saying sorry to the Lord, not just for our own sins, which we must make, but also for the sins of the whole world. We see this use of ashes, for example, with Jonah and the Ninevites. We see it with the prophet Daniel. We see it with the Maccabees. It always remains part of each Lent of the church that we cry out to the Lord, "Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned." And together as bride and bridegroom, we plead to the Father, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The third purpose of ashes is in supplication. It is a means by which we cry out to the Lord with great humility for his help. That's precisely what we see in one of these great prototypes of women's religious life in the world, Queen Esther, who, with Mordecai and the whole Jewish people there in Babylon, prayed that they might not be extinguished. We likewise use ashes to pray for all the needs of those who are entrusted to us, to pray for whatever Our Lady is praying for whatever St. Andrew is praying for, whatever the saints were entrusted to. Because sometimes praying with our lips and our hearts are not enough. God wants our prayer to get to every cell of our body. He wants us to pray with that body so that as one body, one spirit, we seek to unite ourselves to him who comes to us in prayer. To help us to live this death and resurrection, to lead us more deeply in dependence, and to help us in our supplication, Jesus gives us the three classic Lenten practices in today's Gospel. Prayer allows us to die to ourselves and say to God, "Your will be done." Fasting helps us to die to our lower appetites so that we might hunger for what God hungers. Almsgiving helps us to die to our selfishness and recognize that others have needs and that we seek with the resources God has given us, precisely with the greatest gift of all, because we don't have silver or gold like Peter, but we do have the gift of Jesus, that we recognize that we need lavishly to give Jesus to people throughout the season. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving helps us to return to the Lord with our whole heart. It helps us to be reconciled. It helps us to follow Jesus all the way on the journey through the desert to Calvary and through Calvary to the eternal Jerusalem. And each day during the season, we have a mini Lent and a mini Easter. That's what happens in the Mass. We begin every Mass seeking to return to the Lord with our whole heart in the penitential rite. It's here that we pray together with the Lord, not just our prayer, but his from the upper room and from Calvary. We prepare for this prayer with fasting, so that we might have our longing stoked. And as we receive the greatest alm of all time, Jesus' own being, he helps us from the inside to make our lives a commentary in the words of consecration, as we give our own body and blood for others. As the Lord summons us today to return to him with our whole heart, he comes to meet us. Praise be Jesus Christ.